Cadell. Joining us coming up next segment, this guy's a big, big guy. And this is what we need to see is the insiders coming out about what really happened at that Trump rally. He just ran over 300 of Trump's trips. Andrew Imridow, CEO of Liberation Technology Services, a company at the forefront of the private cloud hosting industry, groundbreaking cybersecurity solutions, the pioneer of liquid-cooled edge data centers. Prior to building Liberation Talk, Imridow was with the Executive Office of the President of the United States, a key figure within the Office of the Presidential Advance for the 45th President, Donald John Trump. So he ran the advance teams for 300-plus events. He is a strategic inside operational excellence of support over 300 presidential trips, including 16 international missions. Andrew's political acumen was highlighted as a strategic director for Donald John Trump for President campaign in Florida, where he played a pivotal role in securing a significant victory by winning 7 out of 8 key counties. LiberationTech.com. He's coming up, folks, and it's important to walk over what really happened in Pennsylvania. So I'm going to say this again. Anybody, and I'm not somebody that infights and attacks other Republicans and people, unless I have to, but I've seen Secret Service agents that are supposedly our friends saying the Secret Service are idiots and that they're morons. This was, okay? It was a stand down, cut and dry. Stop letting them use those psyops. Whoever gave the order, and you know there was an order not to put people on the roofs, and I guarantee the Secret Service was like, no one on the roof? What? No, no one on the roof. You know there was a controversy over that. Okay? I mean, that'd be like if the police see somebody driving down the street and they've got a baby strapped to the hood of their car crying. You're going to be pulled over instantly. The cops are going to put a gun to your head. What have you done? I mean, it's that crazy to not put people on a roof 450 feet away. 4 big roofs. And then he's running around with a gun for minutes up there. Default, set up, end of story. They all need to be interrogated. Instead, all the apologists, and I've been on a bunch of spaces, other shows where the apologists are all popping in. Oh, I used to be part of presidential stuff. This is no big deal. Oh, yeah. BS. BS. So we need to hear all these Secret Service agents saying what I'm saying because I know what I'm saying. And I've called people that I know, and I'm going to leave it at that. And they said 100% I'm right. And in fact, they're going to come on the show. I've got so busy, I haven't set them up. We'll get some of those guys on. I'm not going to say their names. I got a bunch of them, actually. I talked to 2 of them. And then another one has led presidential details. I'm going to leave it at that. The other's hostage rescue team of the FBI. He just got out of that, so he'll probably come on. He wouldn't come on years ago when he was on it. So we're going to get him on the show. In fact, I'm going to call these people up and say, you're coming on. No more time for BS, folks. Gloves are off. And they'll come on. It's just that, you know, these guys, it ruins their careers to talk. But World War III will really ruin your career, won't it? Plus, when we take the country back, you'll be promoted, okay? But stop thinking about what you're going to get or what's going to happen. And I know that the guys aren't like that. They're great, actually. They're great. I mean, one of them is one of the people that, you know, saw Biden crap himself. And they saw it. And it was wet. And then they had to change him, and the clothes didn't match. In New York, he crapped himself twice in New York. And I've got the, you know, gear these guys have given me, everything. These are great guys, great guys. And they know all about this. So I'll get up off my ass, and when I first called these guys, they just agreed with me and said, dead on, this is a standout. I didn't ask him to come on yet. I didn't get around to that. So I'll be doing that. And then I would look for that either today. I'll probably co-host with Owen or something a little bit later and bring in some of those guests. Right now, my brain is just swimming. In how crazy this is, and the fact that the deep state just did this, and there's no doubt they're going to try it again. But see, the government doesn't really try to kill people, so you let's not say it was Biden and Obama. Oh, let's not say it was a standoff. That's too much. That's scary. No, these are the times we live in. Admit it, and come out and expose it. All right. Now, no one knows why. No one knows the shooter. No one knows why this happened. No one knows why they stood down. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, we're getting our guest connected right now here in the third hour of the Alex Jones Show. Chase Geiser, you've been sitting back there at the command center. What's your breaking analysis on all the things that are unfolding right now?
Well, I totally agree with you 100%. I think that this was absolute deep state move. It was intentional, desired to happen, wanted to happen. Stand down was ordered. And I think everything else is a diversion. Everything else is a distraction. And we have to hammer home until November 5th that the deep state leftists, globalists, whatever you want to call them, attempted to take the life of the former president, Donald Trump, and the next president, Donald Trump. And, you know, it was interesting when I was speaking with Rex on air, he was mentioning how he noticed how Joe Biden was visibly shaken as he was speaking immediately after this assassination attempt on Trump. Of course, initially, he didn't even want to call it an assassination attempt. They did call it one the next day on social media and other statements. But I wonder what's going through Joe Biden's head right now. I couldn't determine, Alex, whether or not Joe Biden was shaken because he was in fear for his own life, as Rex implied, or whether he was shaken because he realized that because this mission was unsuccessful, his campaign, his political career is virtually over. So I'd be curious to know what you think about that, Alex.
Absolutely. Either tomorrow or one of the later shows, we'll review that tape. I saw that. Biden looked like he had seen a ghost.
Yes.
These people are pure arrogance and hubris, but the fact that they failed to kill Trump. And again, on the trajectory, everything they've done, the demonizations, the lies, the Russiagate, the fake impeachment, the FBI trying to set him up, all the civil cases, all the fake criminal cases, all of that evidence, Mar-a-Lago, Jack Smith caught him. Next thing on trajectory is assassination. And now Democrats out there, many of them celebrating this, shows you what sick freaks they are. Now they want to kill Trump 10 times more. That's why we've got to pray for him. I respect the president, and I defer to his judgment if he thinks he can keep running around in public like this. But he's won this hands down. He needs to go to a digital campaign most of the time.
Yeah.
Right now, you cannot trust the Secret Service. You cannot trust many of the people around him. And it's just a nightmare. I mean, the level of infiltration InfoWars has had with the Southern Poverty Law Center infiltrating, jacking into the security cameras, trying to find something, then publishing it all the things they've done to us is intelligence agency stuff. And I'm just a talk show host, okay? Now, we have our guest. We really appreciate him taking time out of his busy schedule to join us. He's Andrew Ridow, and he is the CEO of Liberation Technology Services, a company on the forefront of the private cloud industry, hosting groundbreaking cybersecurity solutions, and the pioneer of liquid-cooled edge data centers. Prior to building Liberation Tech, Ridow was with the Executive Office of the President of the United States as a key figure within the Office of Presidential Advice for the 45th President, Donald John Trump. Andrew's strategic insights and operational excellence have supported over 300 presidential trips, including 16 international missions. Andrew's political acumen was highlighted as the strategic director of Donald J. Trump for president in the campaign in Florida. He also played a pivotal role in other races around the country. Liberation Tech, TEK.com. Andrew, thank you so much. And I know you're an expert on what really goes on at these things. So unpack what we witnessed and what we saw from my sources in the FBI hostage rescue team, Secret Service, and at the highest levels of the New York SWAT team that have also helped run major missions in New York for President Trump and Biden, that there was no way this happened on accident. They had to be ordered not to put people on the rooftops. That is a default position. Am I correct? Am I wrong? And you got the floor here, sir, to brief us on the situation.
Yeah. After building over 300 events for the president, you know, doing quite this exact layout, you know, there are some glaring issues that I don't know why they weren't necessarily addressed. You're exactly right. A roof, especially that close, would normally be manned by, you know, at least a counter sniper team, if not also, you know, posted agents or law enforcement. You know, they're on that roof and on the ground surrounding that building. You know, they would also normally create visual barriers, you know, if they're not able to incorporate that into the secure perimeter. They would have put up blocking elements. You know, we've done it time and time again, you know, and I think that they want exactly that, as you guys were just saying, going digital, you know, removing President Trump's ability to speak directly to the American people. I think the rallies are one of the greatest assets that the president and his campaign have. And now, you know, does this call it into question, right? Will people be fearful about going out and hearing President Trump at one of his campaign events? And I think that, you know, is a detriment in itself. But yeah, I think that there was a massive lapse. I've heard from, you know, multiple people that are still within United States Secret Service that, you know, the assets, the security personnel, the counter sniper teams, the counter assault teams, you know, their requests are getting denied. Department of Homeland Security is denying presidential protection, you know, up to the standards of those that are on the ground for that agency. And it's a shame that what we're seeing, but I think that it is not all that outside of the norm. We've seen Department of Homeland Security also deny RFK Jr. the right to presidential protective detail. And, you know, when you look at something like that, you've got to protect this man. You need to give the team on the ground enough assets, enough resources so that they can ensure that the president is safe no matter where he is, no matter what he is doing. That is the whole focus of the United States Secret Service. And by, you know, a sheer act of God, President Trump was not killed here. He was only grazed. I mean, you consider the angle and, you know, just a mere millimeters from a lethal shot. You know, I think that we are blessed to be in this position, having this conversation where it is not a more grim conversation.
Mr. Riddell, what you just said is massive breaking news. You have extreme credibility running 300 plus of his advanced operations. And we're going to immediately take this and post this on X. I want you to start over. I want you to very slowly, you have a lot of credibility, go over what your sources inside the Secret Service told you that they requested the security, obviously, on a rooftop, not just because they have to control the rooftops that close, or even a water tower a half mile away, they would secure that normally, but you also have the rooftops to watch the crowd and to have an angle into the crowd. So if you have to shoot somebody, you don't shoot through people. So there, it is the most important place from my sources in the FBI, in the Secret Service, and in the NYPD SWAT team command that this is the default. And now you're saying you talked to your Secret Service sources and their requests were denied. I said that clearly on Saturday. I said 100%, the first thing you do is get control of rooftops. Everybody knows that. It had to be a stand down. And what you just said was they were denied. That means a stand down. I'm not mad at the Secret Service ground level, but they should have gone to Trump. They may have. They should have called off this rally. This is just like what they did with JFK, when they pulled off the people on the rooftops and left the buildings open on his parade route in Dallas, Texas in 1963. So please repeat slowly what you just said and go through exactly what they told you.
Yeah. So from my understanding and from my experience putting on all of these different events, normally you would have, talk about counter snipers alone. Normally you would have multiple counter sniper positions because inevitably you're going to have blind spots, right? One of the things that I've seen is that there may be a tree between the sniper, the counter sniper position and where the gunman was positioned, partially obstructing the counter sniper's ability to clearly see and identify those individuals. I heard from one individual that, you know, they were unsure if it was a local counter-sniper team coming up to try to assist them. So they weren't able to clearly identify that this was an unauthorized personnel. But the reason that you have multiple counter-sniper positions and teams with any presidential event is so that you can mitigate any potential blind spots by any given individual team, right? You have that coverage that gives you eyes over every single aspect of the protective space. And whether it's additional counter-sniper teams, which I heard this counter-sniper team was only approved maybe 24, 36 hours before. Normally, they would have been on the ground at least 3 or 4 days. But you also need the response teams. You need the enough post standards from Secret Service. You need enough resources from local law enforcement agencies. You know, if this is something that, you know, the president wasn't being fully protected, that's a critical issue. But I will say, you know, President Trump is a man that's not going to be stopped. And he would have said, do your best to protect me. But he's not going to cancel a rally because the Biden DHS is denying him. And I know for a high degree of confidence that this is not just a one-off denied request. You know, this is something that we have been seeing for quite a long time. And that's partially because going all the way back to the Biden or Obama administration, recruitment and retention levels have been way down. You know, the United States Secret Service for years now has been understaffed and not hitting their goals, meaning they don't have the personnel needed to not only protect the president, but all presidential candidates adequately.
Okay, so let's stop there and let's expand on this. But I need you to go back because you said this is big breaking news. You've got a lot of credibility. You talked to multiple people currently in the Secret Service, and this is an ongoing scandal that they're being denied the basic things they need, like having people for rooftops, for God's sakes, overlooking the president at 450 feet. That's the prime zone for a shooter. And it's just completely obvious that by denying that, and no Secret Service for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., whose father and uncle were both murdered. I mean, it's just preposterous. So we, at this point, can you elaborate on that? And then I think it's clear,
yeah,
Trump should be excoriating Biden right now for basically turning off the security.
Right. And, you know, you have to look back. There is a reoccurring trend where Democrats have been trying to get rid of his detail altogether for months and months now, let alone at the same time, in the same breath, they're saying that, you know, someone needs to beat him up, take him out back, put a target on his back. You know, these very inflammatory types of statements are coming out of, you know, Democrat elected officials by the media and technology companies. I think that's part of the problem. But yeah, I think that you can see the fact that in the U.S. Secret Service's statement after the shooting, you know, they were now saying, well, they're going to get all the assets. We're going to ensure that they have everything that they need to protect this man, somewhat admitting that they had been understaffing him for some time now. And, you know, when you consider everything, whether it was direct or indirect, by not providing enough personnel on the ground and assets to secure an area, you know, you're creating a porous situation. You're almost inviting individuals in, right? You're creating gaps in coverage and insecurity, which can allow for a bad actor, even a lone wolf, to easily exploit it and to, you know, come out with a situation like we saw on Saturday.
Well, that's my next, you stole my thunder. This is going to create copycats. We're not wishing this. I don't believe in Oprah Winfrey's The Secret. You say it happens. We're talking about the real world. Okay. And that's what we're dealing with here. So clearly you're going to see copycats of people trying this. The level of hysteria is only intensified. There's so many examples of Democrats saying, where's John Wilkes Booth when you need him? You know, you got Jack Black out there saying, you know, well, it's your birthday. What do you wish for? I wish the sniper would have killed Trump. I mean, these are disgusting people that think this is funny. Can you imagine? You're a smart guy. Can you imagine if they would have shot a half inch more to the right and it hit him right in the temple and killed Trump, deader than a hammer on that stage, what the aftermath of that would have been? And the seismic shockwave. So the left is hoping, like letting children play in traffic, that somebody kills Trump. Now they've got what they wanted, but not quite. Now it's backfired. Now they're completely running scared. And I don't think it's even debatable. Trump is in more danger now than ever.
Yeah, I think that, you know, President Trump does not mince his words. He's always had credible threats against him. But in the past, you know, when he was in the White House, he had the full robust resources of the United States Secret Service. I think the team on the ground protecting Trump is doing everything that they can. But if they are left without an adequate resources, you know, you're just inviting something bad to happen. And it's an unfortunate reality of the fact that, you know, the political narrative in this country has been wrenched up to such an extreme level. You know, you have essentially a narrative, you know, both in the technology and in the media outlets, you know, they're calling for extreme harm to a presidential candidate because they don't agree with his ideological beliefs. You know, I think that it is incredibly damaging what they have created here. And unfortunately, you know, the MSNBCs, the CNNs of the world are never going to take ownership that they are pumping a narrative into a population where there are a lot of individuals with severe untreated mental health issues. And this is partially on
them. Andrew, I'm not trying to write myself into this story. And it got some attention 4 years ago, but not as much as it should. I woke up 4 years ago after already being banned 2 years before that off the internet, basically. And people were calling me saying, hey, you know, have you seen Wired Magazine? And I said, no. And have you seen this? No. And it was Alex Jones and 11 others given new level of banning was the basic headline. And in that was the new terms of service of Facebook saying Alex Jones and these other 11 people are considered dangerous persons. So you are now allowed to organize violence against them in the terms of service. Folks, every time I say this, I don't believe it, even though it's true and you can pull it up. And there was, and it was up for a week, and then Zuckerberg changed the terms of service. They put out articles saying you're now allowed to call for violence against myself and Louis Farrakhan, of all people, Laura Loomer, Paul Joseph Watson, Gavin McGinnis. It was a test. So that shows you that big tech knows them letting people call for illegal acts, which is not free speech. It's illegal to call for violence against somebody. That they are creating an atmosphere and an environment for this. And it just shows how insulated big tech and people like Zuckerberg, that gave $400+ million to create that database of dead voters, as you know, shows how bulletproof they think they are. And I'm not calling for violence against them, but it's not vindictiveness or revenge to when Trump gets in to take over the Justice Department and prosecute all these people. It's justice. We have to do it or they'll keep doing it again. So it's not that we want to go out and persecute people. We have to do this. It's our job.
There are, especially in technology companies, that's exactly why we started Liberation, to give folks an alternative to, you know, Google Workspace and Zoom and all of those. But there's essentially two playing fields here, right? If you have an R next to your name, you're going to be censored, you're going to be attacked and things like that. But if you have an L or a D next to your name, you're going to be able to say and do whatever you want, not being reprimanded by these technology companies. And, you know, it's even more reinforced and more encouraged almost by the Supreme Court's decision on the Missouri court case that was decided a couple of weeks ago, where they've basically given the Biden administration the go-ahead to continue to work and to control the narrative via technology companies. Yeah. I expect us to see certain topics, certain keywords on these social media platforms get immediately banned, immediately suppressed, because you know, they go against the official talking points of the Biden admin.
Well, that's right. And the reason I raised my story was I'm always the beta test. I'm not that important. But they've admitted, you know, on MSNBC, CNN, Alex Jones, the test case for lawfare, Alex Jones, the test case. And there it is. You're allowed to call for violence against Alex Jones. That was a test to see if they could get away with weaponizing people in their terms of service, literally putting out basically an open season hunting license for me. And that's what they've done to Trump at a scale 1,000 times bigger. It's just outrageous. Going into the RNC, I'm really concerned about that situation. What are your Secret Service sources saying to you about that, if anything? And then can you just go back to your conversation and elaborate a little bit more? Talk to multiple Secret Service saying we're being denied. We were denied at that rally. That is so huge.
Yeah, and it's not just that rally. It's been multiple rallies. This has been an issue going on for months. You know, we've seen the stories and the reports of people breaking into Mar-a-Lago and things like that.
You ran 300. They're not giving. You're talking to guys you know.
They're not giving enough post standards. They're not giving enough assets. They're not giving enough resources to adequately lock down, you know, the amount of the locations or the events, right? So if you need on your plan, and what we would do plenty of times, you kind of walk everything in the days that you're there ahead of an event, and you're going, I need a guy here, I need someone here, I need this asset over here, and you're tallying everything up. And say you're asking for 100 post standards. If you're only given 50, well, then you have to try to identify the 50 most important locations, and you're going to start out from the stage and work your way outwards. And so that is
sure,
where.
Sure, but listen, Andrew, come on. No, I got it. I mean, 100 Secret Service agents could even control that crowd. He needs 200, 300. So, but again, I'm going to ask Secret Service this. If I'm given 10 Secret Service agents, you better believe one of them is going to be on top of that damn roof. I mean, that is default.
Well, they're going to look at the stage first, then, you know, the inner perimeter, outer perimeter, and things like that. They'll try to augment with law enforcement. And clearly, law enforcement did not pick up this roof after Secret Service was told that they wouldn't be receiving all of the assets that they were requesting. But going over to the RNC, I feel like that is going to be a relatively secure location. They're going to have a covered arrival, you know, via probably the basement or something. They have had months and months, you know, better part of a year to plan all of this, right? It's a hard assets, anti-scale fencing, everything that you could possibly ask for. The problem is when, you know, President Trump decides to go back on the trail, you know, will he have those assets? Because, you know, at the RNC, you're having a minimum of 6 months to create this security plan with the ability to flex, and you're getting every single asset that you could possibly ask for because it's classified as a national security event. Whereas the regular rallies don't get that classification. They don't get this unlimited amount of resources. And so that is where, you know, the president is not given the full protective complement that I believe that he desperately needs. And as this weekend's events show.
Andrew, I totally agree with you. We're going to break here in a few minutes. If you can stay 10 more minutes on the other side, I'd really appreciate that. I'd like you to go wherever. Thank you. I'd like you to go wherever you want. But look, I've been quite alarmist the last 2 hours before you came on. And I don't do that just because I feel like it. I think it sounds interesting. Look, I'm just going to say it. The deep state did this. This is a setup. The way they let the guy up there, all of this, this wasn't an accident. It was right before Trump was about to go get the nomination officially. I mean, I'm calling it that this was a deep state run operation. There's no way. With all the climate we see, it was the next thing on the trajectory. And I predicted last week on the show, I said they're going to try to kill him imminently. I know Trump knows that. I've talked a lot.
Everything that they've done, whether it's these cases, whether it's the lawfare, you know, the different trials, everything else, it's blown up in their face. Right. And so, you know, this is one of the only ways that they could try to stop the man. But I think that it has once again backfired in their face. You know, I'm hopeful that we will see a similar outcome to the last time there was a failed assassination attempt. And that was with Ronald Reagan. And he ended up winning 49 out of 50 states because of that. I think that they have continued to underestimate Republicans, President Trump, everything else. And, you know, it will ultimately lead to a massive victory for Republicans. But we need to ensure that President Trump stays safe all the way up and through November into his next presidency.
I totally agree. Andrew, you've got great expertise, run over 300 events. We'll come right back to you in a few minutes. Please stay with us. God bless you. We'll give out your website as well. Please stay with us. I haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. Anything good is going to have bad people. Like America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company. It's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Haven't been a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around. I already want this guy on as a guest. He already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. He always comes on, barely does even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor? So he's been on with us for 8 months. He's giving you great advice. And silver's gone up and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions have basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is a no-brainer. Everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support of the InfoWar, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 gold bars. People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals and food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best tasting, best smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your operation, a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Andrew Ridout is our guest for another 10 minutes or so. He ran the advance team for 300-plus Trump events. The communications, the internet, the security, the people. He was the master coordinator. He ran forward operations for Trump's presidential election. So he's a big dog in this. And he's telling you what I, as an outsider, already know. Not just from Hollywood movies, but from my Secret Service connections and everybody. You always control the rooftops, especially up close. And the fact that that there wasn't at least even local police in camp. I mean, anytime I've seen George W. Bush speak, George Herbert Walker Bush speak, Bill Clinton speak, Obama speak, Reagan speak. When I was like, he was running for re-election. So I guess I was about 9 or 8 or whatever it was in Dallas. And they had guys with Stinger missiles. My dad goes, look, and you could see the Stinger missile with the box. And they had a Stinger missile on top of the building that Reagan was speaking in front of. I mean, in case somebody tried to bring a plane in. So, and if you go to the White House anytime and sit out there and watch the roof of the White House, you'll see guys with Stinger missiles and or more high-tech versions of it. I mean, they got missiles on top of there, folks. So the roofs are where they're all at with the snipers aimed. And then you've got people down below with overlapping fields of fire. And that's not happening. So that'd be like 110-degree Texas hot summer. and you pull into Walmart and leave your one-year-old in the car seat and roll the windows up and go into the Walmart for an hour. You just killed your kid. So it is not negligence. Now, on the part of the Secret Service on the ground, they're bitching, they're complaining, they're saying this is wrong. You just heard that directly from Riddell, Andrew Riddell, our guest. I know that. So when I hear about incompetence of the Secret Service and all this stuff I'm seeing on Fox News, they were not given the personnel. That's not called incompetence. That's called a stand down. Though I will say, four big buildings, no one on them. That is preposterous. And I want to know who decided who went where, because the default is the closest buildings, you put people on the roofs. So this was a setup, folks. Don't let them mind trick you into that. Andrew, we really appreciate you and the 10 minutes you've got left. I'd like you to make any other points about this or just about wider issues in the world today and what you think's coming up with the campaign. What do you think, how this affects Biden? Because you're not just a technology expert and a big event, you know, coordinator and honcho. You're also a political operative of Trump and have got a lot of the inside baseball.
Yeah, you know, I think that first and foremost, the fact that an event of this size only having one counter sniper team, like that's showing you how few resources the Trump presidential detail is receiving. You know, at most events, you're seeing at minimum three, right? And the logic would be, okay, if they would have received that second team, they would have likely been on one of those buildings, right? Essentially taking out that entire compound. But the fact that they were only given one, and from, you know, some of the reports that I've seen, the shooter might have been partially obstructed from the counter sniper team by a large tree that was in the area. You know, that's why you have multiple teams, so that you never have an obstruction and you can clearly identify and see every aspect of the venue. You know, my biggest fear is, you know, the fact that they're going to pull back on the rallies. You know, that is one of President Trump's greatest assets, the ability for people to go by the tens of thousands to listen to him. In fact, you know, I did one of my last events, Butler, PA, on Halloween night in 2020, you know, right there. So this hits incredibly close to home for myself. But my fear is that, you know, those undecided voters, those individuals that, you know, maybe receive a lot of their information from mainstream media won't have the ability to go and listen to President Trump, you know, hear the words from his mouth without, you know, sound bites being taken, without, you know, some commentator feeding them their opinion of the facts.
That's how he cuts through and blocks their censor. But let me stop.
Exactly.
I respect you because you're a smart guy. You've done a lot of great work. And I'm not saying you're wrong. I leave this up to Trump. But he's already so far ahead now with this failed assassination attempt. And I think the evidence is overwhelming. The deep state's behind this. I mean, a 98% chance that they're even more desperate now. I think there's so much cachet and gas in the tank now that if he goes to a digital campaign and openly says, I'm not being given the Secret Service, you know, I want to go on the trail, but my listeners are telling me not to. And then he teases it and still does some events, but really focuses the resources on that. I don't think we roll the dice with the big guy. I don't, you know, they call Biden the big guy. He's a big pedophile. Trump's the real big guy. And I'm asking you, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm asking you, and you know, Trump's going to roll the dice. We can't stop him. But at a gut level, you think it's really smart to parade him around like this right now?
No, I think that, you know, there needs to be a lot of internal reflecting on processes, operations, and things like that. Why was there not, you know, some line of sight obstructions that, you know, we built quite frequently in venues like this where, you know, maybe you aren't able to secure a tree line or something like that. You put assets in between.
Let me stop you. Exactly. I just hit me. I was there on January 6th when he spoke, you know, and with the bulletproof glass. Why isn't he like the Pope with bulletproof glass around him at least?
Well, that goes to the assets. Will Secret Service, the Department of Homeland Security, give them those assets? It requires a special team, special, you know, transportation and things like that. Moving that glass around, I think that, yes, I mean, that can stop a 50 caliber bullet, if not more. But it is a very limited asset. Will they give it? I think that, you know, he definitely warrants receiving that level of protection in those assets. But, you know, it comes down to what will be provided, right? Because it is not something that he has.
Okay, well, here's the deal then.
The
Yeah. Sure, that he needs to get rid of the Secret Service and hire the owner of Blackwater, Z. I mean, he needs to bring in Eric Prince, because that's not that expensive. And so I think the campaign can pay for the damn glass.
Yeah, I mean, that's just one asset, though. You know, there are multiple layers, multiple assets, a lot of things that, you know, are seen and not seen that, you know, go on to securing a presidential event. And they need to stop treating him as just a candidate and, you know, start treating him more like the likely or the eventual nominee for the Republican Party, realistically, the outright front runner next to become president of the United States, and giving them all of those assets, right?
Well, he's the real president. Real president. They stole the election. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're treating him just as if he was George W. Bush, right? The same amount of assets, the same amount of details. And that's really not the case. He's running to become president once again. He needs to have a higher level of security, especially considering, you know, the way that the media, the technology companies, the Democratic, elected officials are essentially calling for his head. You know, we all remember when Kathy Griffin was holding up that fake image of a decapitated Trump figure, right? They are calling for this level of violence. And someone, unfortunately, probably did not have his mental issues addressed. He actually acted upon that. And so we need to ensure that the security, the protocols, and everything that is being given to this man, they're up to the highest degree of standard, just as if he was still sitting in the Oval Office.
Well, Trump was smart enough to bring in Eric Prince when he ran 8 years ago. And I don't trust the bureaucracy. I don't trust the Secret Service. I'm not saying they're all bad. Most of them are good. I know a lot of them. They've given us great intel on Hillary and things. But I just, there's too many woke people in there. I'll be point blank with you. I look at some of those people and I'm in better shape than them. And it was a joke. And so I think Trump should take matters in his own hands. If he went and said, give me donations, $100 million for security. I mean, hell, Eric Prince would do it. We'll just pay for it. But, you know, that's a campaign contribution. It's all going to be done, you know, legitimately. And I just think we need all those combat veterans and all the people that Eric Prince has got, they're totally trustworthy, that are battle-hardened, that are proven implements of war for this country to be put on Trump right now. I think that's – well, you know Trump. I can get messages to him. I can probably talk to him. I need to. Roger, I was talking to him in about an hour. I need to call Roger. But he needs to bring – I forgot to tell Roger that today when I talked to him. He's got to bring Eric Prince back.
Yeah, you know, and I think that you look back historically on U.S. Secret Service. You know, Trump – is, you know, his presidency was the only time in the last 10, 15 years that they've actually really recruited the top merit-based recruits, right? You know, you look back at the director of the United States Secret Service now, a lot of talk about DEI and inclusion and things like that. We need to go back and focus on merit-based applicants, merit-based hires, and putting the best individuals in there, and then also retaining them. I know so many individuals from my time at the Trump White House that either got out of the presidential detail to go to a field office or just left the Secret Service altogether because they are looking at all of this DEI kind of initiatives instead of merit-based, readiness-based values. And that's incredibly damaging to this organization. For, you know, since the beginning of Obama's administration, the U.S. Secret Service has been understaffed, undermanned, under recruiting, you know, and it's only a matter of time when you're not getting the best of best in there. You know, there's a lot of, just like many individuals in the government, there are a lot of really great, you know, ground level folks that are there for all the right reasons. But when you have, you know, individuals at the top that are not focused on the mission that matters, right, and focused on other things, that's
well, there was where, a deliberate, you know, purge. Like, there was a deliberate purge the last 4 years of the best men. And I've talked and I've seen the news. They're now hiring Secret Service agents that can't hit the side of a bar. And it may look cutesy to have fat women up there and stuff, but I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm a good shot. I've shot mountain goats at 1,200 yards, okay? And I've gone up against these military shooters and they run circles around me. And then I've sat there and seen the training results of what's going on in federal agencies, and it's a joke. And so, if you can find women that are great shots and that they exist, there's definitely Valkyries out there. There's that small percentage of women that can do as good as some of our men, But it's like all the best men are basketball players and they're all black. There's a few white guys, a few Larry Birds. So all the long distance runners are Kenyan because they just genetically have it. So women just can't match up to this. And it's just not what women are supposed to do. And so when they're sticking all these women in there, it's a complete joke. Okay.
Yeah.
God bless you, sir. 60 seconds. Go ahead.
It needs to be fully married. Don't look at race. Don't look at gender. Don't look at anything. It's like, you know, if you can shoot a dime off the, from the White House off of the Washington Monument, then yeah, that you should be a United States Secret Service sniper. But anything less, you know, we shouldn't be sacrificing because of that. But we also need to, you know, hold our elected officials, the media, everyone else accountable because they have a stake in this as well. You know, that's exactly why we are doing what we are at Liberation to say, hey, there are alternatives. We are going to ensure that you're getting all the right information, not getting fed the talking points and what the left wants you to believe. We're allowing for our individuals to make their own informed decisions, get all the right information, just like what you're providing on your show.
Andrew, how do people find your amazing work and what you're doing?
LiberationTech.com. That's LiberationTech.com and Liberation Tech on all social media platforms.
Andrew, we'll talk to you soon. God bless.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, so that guy on record ran 300-plus events for Trump. He just talked to multiple Secret Service and said they're being not given anything they need. That's a fact. So everybody wants to say the Secret Service are inept and they're incompetent. They're not given the personnel, but it's worse than that. Four rooftops, 450 feet away. That's where the Secret Service is, because that gives them the view down into everybody. You can't see what a crowd's doing at ground level. You got some doing that. You got to be above it. I mean, my God, folks, I went and protested the KKK in Austin and in Dallas and in Waco and in Houston and in San Antonio. And of course, they were federal agents, we exposed them. There's video of it. And it would be in front of the sheriff's department or the courthouse or the Capitol. And you'd look up at the parking garage and there's snipers. And that's just for a KKK rally. First place you get is the roof. Anybody knows that a real shooter is going to be on a roof. And you got people up close watching the crowd for people that have a handgun. That's only good out 100 yards. I don't know, man, with some of these new handguns they've got. My God, I've got a Staccato. They should be a sponsor. They're not a sponsor. I got a Staccato 9mm that I can sit there shooting iron targets at 100 yards and unload a 15-round magazine every time. Cling, 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 cling. It's as good as sex, but this is just so out of control. And you know, everybody acts like it's tough to just say screw it. We're gonna get out there in front of everybody. No, we've already won, people. Their only moves to killing. So respectfully to Trump and to everybody else, we've already won this. We're going to win. No amount of frauds gonna stop that now. Their only move is to kill him. I'm going to say it real slow. I know most of the audience gets this, but for other people that don't. Their only move is to kill Trump now and do a bunch of false flags and bring in civil war. Civil unrest they call civil war. They've been pre-programming it. It's not even debatable. This is not debatable. This is absolute fact. And I see the pussies, the Secret Service agents all over Fox News going, this is incompetence of the Secret Service. They weren't given the personnel, and then whoever gave the order to not stick one person on the roof so that if somebody climbs out with a gun, you shoot them. But it's lawyers. Somebody up top did the stand down. We know that. That's confirmed. And somebody said, don't put them on the roof. But then somebody was told them, you don't have authorization to shoot. You're not 007. You've got what we trust you. You have license to kill. Somebody turned that off and said, you've got to radio and get approval. And so they're calling the Secret Service. We have the videos, aired them yesterday. And you see a minute before Trump gets shot, the Secret Service gets the call. They're moving bystanders out from behind Trump. Because they're here. There's a shooter. There's a guy on the roof. And they should have grabbed Trump right then. But everybody's got a lawyer. And, oh, let's call whatever fat woman's in charge. Here. Hey, Hazel. Hey, you're a 400-pound fat-ass communist. We got a guy up here on the roof about to shoot the president. Can we shoot him, you big fat-ass? And that's what went on. And so that's how they stymie us from action, stymie us from truth. The deep state did this. You know it in your bones. You can smell it. My God, I have to explain it all to you. You don't need me to tell you this. You know. They did it. And they got us all hesitant and, politically correct. Will someone say something about me? That's why they want me off the air, because I'll say it. And you know it. So act like I do. Stop caring what they say. Stop caring how they threaten you, because the threat of slavery is worse than hell and death. We have to stop bowing down to these buckets of maggot. And I'm going to take a little bit of Salente's time when he's taking over. And then I'm going to regroup. And we got some big Bohemian Grove footage. We got like 15 million views of the videos we put out yesterday. We're trying to go through this, 50 hours. We're going to go meet up with these folks again. I'm not just up here sitting around the beautiful. By the way, Northern California is totally gorgeous, except the people are completely miserable. A lot of them are listeners, but other ones are just miserable. Don't even talk to you. My wife just went to the grocery store, and she's sweet, talks to people. My daughter talks to people. Not like Texas. And boy, if you think Texas is good now, people being nice. When I was a kid, people were all so black, white, brown. Everybody's so damn nice. Everybody was so happy to see you. Everybody loved children. You come to California, and you're like, man, this place sucks. People don't like children on average, and they compared to Texas, this is it may be the most beautiful place in America, but and there's just all occultic bookstores on every corner. I saw like three of them since I've been here, just in this town. Bunch of devil worshipers. I mean, you can just feel it. Bunch of trash. All right, Chase, you've been sitting there. A lot of news is coming in, a lot of breaking. We've not focused much on Jack Smith. He falsified evidence, planted evidence, was not properly appointed. All of it's a fraud. A lot of big stuff. What's going on there at the InfoWars Command Center?
Well, I tell you what, one of the things that's been the most frustrating about these new reports about the Trump classified documents case being thrown out is I've seen the Krasensteins and others say, oh, well, apparently the judicial system that's been so weaponized against Donald Trump obviously isn't weaponized against Donald Trump if a Trump-appointed judge is able to just throw out this case and dismiss this case. So whatever we do, whatever happens, whether it's an assassination attempt or whether it's a court ruling or hearing, they always find a way to flip it and recharacterize it, mischaracterize it as something that's indicative of why the right is wrong about everything.
But the good news is less and less people listen to folks on the globalist payroll like the mini-me's or the It thing one and thing two. I mean, people aren't listening to that crap. We all know they threw dozens of cases at him and rigged trials. And finally, one judge said the Supreme Court told her. They said, this is for you to reverse.
Yeah.
It's not in the U.S. law. This guy was not appointed correctly. Just like the January 6th committee. It's not debatable that you've got to have the other party vote for who they want on the committee. It's in the Constitution. It's in the law. And then they destroyed all the tapes and all the interviews because it showed what we said, that it was a staged Fed insurrection. So we knew January 6th committee was a lie. That's why I said you're illegitimate, took the fifth 98 times. And it's the same thing with this. We knew Jack Smith. It's in the law. He wasn't appointed by Congress, because you can't have the Justice Department appoint its own little special inquisitors, because the Justice Department would become the presidency. Our founders were smart, and they built the best house in a bad neighborhood. I've studied every other system, folks, and it has withstood the level of corruption. And now, despite all the corruption in the Justice Department and the executive, and even in Congress, it's still like you want to sabotage a corrupt system. You want separation of power. You want gridlock, the founders said. They're like, oh, we need to get things done. We need to. No. This was like a black widow spider. The male usually gets eaten by the female. He has sex with her one time, and about half the time he gets eaten. He's about half her size. She needs the protein for the babies. So he goes and has sex with her, and then she eats him. Well, the male spider ties her legs and puts her in a web before he does that. And he ties up their back legs and everything, and then he has sex with her, and then he runs. Okay, because she's going to jump on him and eat him immediately. And half the time he gets eaten. But you talk about survival of the fittest, that's really built in. Okay, so it's the same thing. The founders said, we got to have a government. But these things are messy. So a little like a male black widow, they came in and went, all right, we're going to make a republic. So we got to have some government. We're going to put web all over this and tie this son of a bitch down.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing the genius of that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm absolutely with you on that. A lot of times what I say about the Constitution is that it's perfect in all ways except that it couldn't sustain itself. And I think they knew that. That's why you hear quotes and expressions like, you know, liberty's got to be watered with the blood of patriots, things of that nature. And so
They put in roadblocks and speed bumps to it.
Oh, and that's what's so pervasive and perverse about this notion of progressive, because the word that the leftists use to describe themselves is progressive. I'm a progressive. Are you progressive, Democrat? And progress is the antithesis of the whole mentality behind our government. Like you said, our government is supposed to be tied down and incapable of breaking through these barriers and having this level of progress. It's not about how much can you legislate. It's supposed to be how much can you preserve of the freedom of the people.
It's about the republic.
Yes.
And tying down tyrants and all the tricks of tyrants. I mean, our founders weren't fake intellectuals. They were, Thomas Jefferson spoke like 6 languages. Benjamin Franklin spoke like 7. They had huge libraries. They were into I read news articles they wrote, and I'm smart. I mean, I'm a really good reader, and I don't understand half the words they're using.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I've got to go get, you know, an encyclopedia to even understand that. When you actually read it, you're like, God, these guys are like rocket scientists, man.
Yeah.
And they were badasses, because back then, being a historian, knowing Latin, being a scientist was the rock star. Not being LeBron James. And I'm not putting down LeBron James. I'm just saying back then, like Benjamin Franklin was a rock star in England, a rock star in England, a rock star in Russia, a rock star everywhere, because he invented a bunch of stuff. And people were like, we put on pedestals people that invent things. I mean, he was literally, you know, he invented
bifocals,
electricity.
The Franklin stove, discovered electricity, tons of other stuff.
Yeah, and the French liked him too, because the French liked him too, because he would join them in their huge orgies. But we're going to go to break. We're going to go to break, and we're going to come back and finish up with a lot of this huge news. This is an epic moment. Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the new Trump bulletproof shirt. Want to support the InfoWars? Support Trump? Go there now. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Good evening, America. I thought we'd take some time out of our daily lives and sit down for a nice little chat. There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak. I suspect now even calls are being placed from the White House to members of Big Tech. I can almost hear George Takei and Stephen King tweeting furiously on their phones. And very soon, federal agents will be on their way. Why? Because words lead us to the truth, and the truth is, there is something very wrong with this country, isn't there? Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression, and where once you had the freedom to object, until now you have had sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission. How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. Oh, I know why you did it. You were afraid of the Orange Man. Who wouldn't be? Mean tweets, funny jokes, and fights with Rosie O'Donnell. Fear got the better of you, and in your panic you turned to Joseph Robinette Biden. He promised you war. He promised to forgive your student debts and make reparations for slavery. And all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent. So if you have seen nothing, if the crimes of this government remain unknown to you, then I would suggest you allow the 5th of November to pass unmarked. But if you see as I see, if you feel as I feel, if you would seek as I seek, then I ask you to stand beside me at the ballot box, and together we shall give them a 5th of November that shall never, ever be forgot.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWars.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones